Hey, it's Johnny Jett. Welcome back to my podcast YouTube channel. And today we have Stephen Christanthis, who I've known for I don't know how many years.
Been like 10 now, man.
It's been a while. But I met him when he was the marketing director of Delray Beach. And now, as of what, about 3 months ago, you moved to Puerto Rico?
No, I actually moved here a year ago, but then left to travel for 4 months during the beginning of the pandemic. So I've been here even now with the months. I've been here a year.
Wow, I didn't know that. So, I mean, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. So I know you've been a travel writer, you've been a marketer, you've been all kinds of things. You lived in Cabo.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you were living with the, you know.
Yeah, owned bars in Cabo, worked on Wall Street for Morgan Stanley for years. But yeah, all that came together with, I own my own consulting company. I work on projects all over the world, and I still travel write, my friend, which is a passion.
So are you working in Puerto Rico?
I am, actually. I have several projects here, so I figured it was the place I wanted to live and I could be where some of them were at. And right now we're working on the production of some Hollywood movies. So I am partnered with some Hollywood producers, and we've been working on the Hollywood movies here because they have great tax benefits to shooting them here. So we get some really good films.
I see. So have you worked on any, have they brought any films there yet? And can you talk about
them? Yeah, we got Mel Gibson's been here constantly for the last year. He just keeps doing one after another. So I have another one coming up here with him in August. And actually, since I've been here, started working on some other projects with the government that should be interesting, tourism related, because there is, I really got sold on living here and I kind of want to help promote it because I think it's an awesome place.
Right. So what made you choose Puerto Rico besides that, you know, you had projects there? I mean, you speak Spanish?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. I lived in Mexico for 3 years, you know, had employees that didn't speak and a girlfriend that didn't, which will really make you learn Spanish quick. So yeah, not too shabby. I get around pretty well. I'd actually been to 49 to 50 states and lived in most of the cities that I wanted to. I mean, I was doing work in Jamaica before here, and I kind of wanted to stay close to those projects. And I came over here and I'd visited before, but I never really stayed for more than like a fun week. And my time over here before I moved, I just was amazed at the island and the people. And I was like, this is somewhere I'd like to live.
So, by the way, what's the 50th state you haven't been to? Alaska?
Alaska. Didn't make it to Alaska. Me and my brother are tied at 49, so I guess I'm going to have to take like a trip with him so we can just jump off the plane at the same time. It's been a competition of ours.
Oh, yeah. I just saw a crazy cheap deal, too. My buddy Scott McMurrin, you follow him on Twitter. He lives in Alaska. He's like Mr. Alaska, but he just put a deal Tampa to Anchorage for like, I think it was like 150 round trip.
Are you kidding me?
It was insane.
Oh, are they open? I'll go next week. I mean, you can't beat it. You can get anywhere in Florida from Puerto Rico real cheap. So I could be in Alaska for like maybe $250.
So what's it like visiting Puerto Rico right now? I've been several times, but I haven't been in at least a few years. And, you know, I've been reading some stuff saying that, you know, a lot of the locals are upset with there's so many tourists coming right now, because to get back into the United States, if you travel internationally, you have to prove you have a COVID negative test or that you've had COVID in the last, 3 months. But Puerto Rico, you're exempt because it's part of the United States. It's a territory. And that's why I think Puerto Rico is so hot right now in U.S. Virgin Islands and Florida, places like that.
For sure. And you would be right saying that, because it's changed throughout the year. I mean, generally, it's been really nice living here. You don't feel the pressures of the United States. I've flown back to several different states during this year, and I feel like there's an anxiety in the air that we don't have here. Obviously, you have that normal island laid backness, but it's more like we're just kind of removed and they kind of just live their lives here on the island with, obviously, you know, what's going on in the rest of the world, but it's not that tension. But lately, we have had a whole lot of tourists starting around spring break, and it has caused some disruption. And especially because they're coming in and I think they haven't traveled and they're kind of losing their minds here on our island, which is causing problems. Like, you know, they're acting up and it's not a good look. And it's caused, just as a week ago, we've had the first like really more stringent restrictions that we've had in a while as far as a curfew again. And that's just a week ago. And that happened after this recent spring break boom. And I think that's the cause of it, because it had been laid back and had been put at midnight as a curfew and basically everything else you could do. And people are very respectful here. You see people wearing masks in the street hundreds of feet away from other people. It's just something that they do naturally, almost like we've been doing it for our whole lives. So having that influx of people has really caused some issues.
So when the tourists come in, they're not wearing masks. I read that's one of the problems.
Yeah, and they're not wearing masks, and we've had some issues with just like, I mean, they're packing themselves in hotel rooms. I mean, they're just being disruptive in the bars. I mean, it's been obviously spring break. You have a younger crowd, right. And I think, and also I don't know. There's been cheap flights coming in from lots of cities, which is, I mean, where can you fly for like $58 round trip and come in here? I think just anybody's coming in that can scrounge up some money and cause them some problems. And it's just not the feel of San Juan or the entire island if anyone's ever been here, just even for a vacation.
I see. So are the hotels on some kind of capacity level, or can they book 100%?
Oh, they can book them up. Yeah, no. I mean, the hotels were full. I had a friend that had a flight issue and almost could not find a hotel, even the very nice ones that are going for, you know, a large amount of money per night. So in Airbnbs, all by the beach, people cannot find any good ones. I mean, people are here.
And they're going to be there all summer, you think?
It depends. Like I said, with the new regulations or restrictions, rather, of last week, I think that might dissuade some people. It's 10 o'clock, but by 9 o'clock, things are pretty much closed starting this past Friday. And I think that's dissuaded some people that were going to come here. But those could be lifted, and I think they would be. I mean, it's still a great place.
I think that's more the party animals. I mean, the younger crowd. At 10 o'clock, I'm sleeping.
Oh, I'm with you. I mean, there's so many fun things to do outside in Puerto Rico. Like, I mean, to come here to party, you can come into a lot of islands and just go to a nice hotel and go get drunk or whatever does it for you. But, I mean, the island has so much more to offer that you should be worn out and ready to get in bed by 10 o'clock because you're here for all the outdoor stuff.
Right. So are the hospitalizations a problem right now with COVID? Is it?
And that's what did it, because after spring break, the hospitalizations this past, I was talking with some friends in the governor's office, and they said that's what actually spurred this, was they were 600% up in the hospitals, which on an island, we can't like drive to another state. And you know, once they're full, we got to like boat and fly people out of here. And I think that's what really sets it off. So yeah, that's what caused the shutdown was, right. Or the curfew.
So is there a lot of traffic in Puerto Rico right now or San Juan?
Oh, God. Oh, Ashford Avenue, you see the 2 miles to get. So I don't know if you obviously, Johnny, you're well-traveled. You've been to Puerto Rico, but that line down the beach, like Ocean Ridge, Condado, which is the most popular probably when you fly into right. San Juan, all the way into Old San Juan, there's Ashford Avenue that runs by it. It's about 2 miles to get in there. I think it's going to take about a half an hour to get into Old San Juan right now.
Really?
You're better off walking.
Wow. So you think that's just because of the spring break, or is that going to be, it's just.
Well, it's a combination. You got a lot of the locals like to drive up and down and almost see the tomfoolery of the people that have come. So you got like people driving up, just kind of, they're, you know, something to do at nighttime, riding through, like, it'd be like riding through the strip somewhere. And then you have a lot of people renting cars, not when they're going. And then you have, you know, obviously more people in town. So traffic in San Juan, when it's regular, is pretty congested on certain streets, but if you live here, you would know how to get around them. But yeah, right now it's definitely not fun.
So to get into Puerto Rico, do you have to take a COVID negative test to get in?
Well, here lies the thing, and I guess I'll let your listeners know. For this entire year, they've been saying, and if you look at their website, you have to have the test and fill out the form before you get there. Well, if you just happen to jump on a plane, and they will let you on. I think maybe there was one airline that at one point wanted to see a test before, but I've never taken one and I come in and out. You'll go to two lines. One, if you've done the test and filled out this paperwork, and one, if you haven't. And the one you haven't, you sit down at a desk, like they have them all lined up right by where you get your luggage. And you'll give them where you're staying, your phone number, and they'll text you for the duration you're there, or if you're for 10 days at least, and ask if you have symptoms, and you'll just text back no. So there's no, you could be in the middle of a 100-person party and text back no. So yeah, I mean, they say you do, but that's honestly what's happening.
So you're supposed to quarantine, but they're not.
Possible. I mean, how there's not really the resources to enforce that. I think at one point in Hawaii, they went to your door. I don't see that. Yeah. That never happened.
Well, Hawaii is strict, but I mean, New York was saying the same kind of rules, similar, but they weren't policing it. So in LA, they were saying, you know, they suggested that you quarantine. I don't know anyone that quarantined.
No, like I said, all you gotta do is address, phone number. They'll shoot you a text, fire it back. So it's up right. to you to decide if you want to do that or not.
Yeah. So what's your, for locals, I mean, what's your favorite restaurant?
Oh my gosh, there's so many good ones. I mean, obviously, so I like the restaurants on Cayo Luisa. You have the main strips and then Old San Juan where you find a lot of the tourists. But you have so many good restaurants just on the outskirts. I mean, Casita Blanca, which is off Luisa, which is a little farther down than most tourists will even make it. I mean, the atmosphere, the local food, the prices of this food. I mean, it's, you feel like, yeah. I mean, Duck, you could go just for lunch or you could have a date there or whatever it is. It's going to be a great experience and it's amazing. So that would be one right off the bat that I just tried that was like, this is somewhere.
What's the name of the Puerto Rican dish? Like mofuco? I can't remember. Mamofuco?
Mofongo.
Mofongo.
Mofongo, yes. So you'll probably have your share of mofongo if you live here and you'll probably be good. But if you're going to come, you're going to definitely try it somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You need a nap after that thing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you do. That's a lot of plantains.
So if your family was going to come visit, which hotel would you put them in? Three budgets. If they're on a budget, if it's medium, or they're, you know, money's not an option.
Okay. Money's not an option. I would say we'll stay at the Vanderbilt.
I never even heard of that.
Right on Ashford.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, that's where you're going to get a lot of, I mean, heck, even some of the stars will stay there if they don't want to stay all the way over in Dorado at the Ritz complex over there. So you can't beat that one. You're right on the water. You have like beds to lay out on that are surrounded by water and a pool. You got beach. It's high end restaurant, one of the nicest steakhouses in there.
That's the Vanderbilt.
You got no budget, go get it. Yeah, that's go to the Vanderbilt.
Okay.
But if you want to make your way down a little bit, the Marriott Casino, if you're here and you want to get the whole experience, there's a casino in there, and you're still right in the middle of the strip, surrounded by good restaurants.
I've stayed there.
Yep.
I've stayed there multiple times. I stayed there when I was like 16 years old when it was the DuPont Plaza, and it caught on fire. it was scary.
Yeah, that's frightening.
Actually, and then later on, like 6 months later, it actually burned down, and it was like, it's one of the biggest hotel fires in the United States of all time.
That's frightening. You were there. You traveled.
Well, I wasn't there for the big one, thank goodness, but I was there for another time. But anyway, that beach though is, you know, as much as I like that Marriott property, you got to be careful when you go swimming out there. That water is rough.
There's some current. That's what I'm saying. When you're staying right there, you have so many different sections of beach within just, I mean, walking distance. But then if you want to go and drop it down another one, which it's still a really nice hotel and you won't even, I mean, they have a great restaurant on the beach as well. It would be the Tryst Hotel. And it's right there down on the beach as well.
Okay.
So those three with all within, you know, blocks or quarter of a mile from each other, you're going to have three different price ranges. You're still going to be on the beach. You're going to have different amenities for each one of them. And they all have restaurants. So, I mean, if you want to stay in San Juan. Now, I mean, there's a whole island here. I mean, I've been to pretty much all the cities at this point on the island, the major ones. I mean, there's little ones here and there, but I've driven it around quite a bit. And there's lots to offer in all of them. Arecibo, Rincon, Aguadilla, Farjado. I mean, they all have something to offer.
Right. Actually, the last time I was there was at the I've stayed at the St. Regis Bahia, I think it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you weren't plumbing at that time.
It's been a while.
Yeah, that's a nice property.
But anyway, so what else can we tell people? Anything? What's your best tip for Puerto Rico? For people going to Puerto Rico?
Well, I would come in, rent a car, okay? Because there's a lot to see. Go get an average like price place. You're not going to probably want to be there that much. There's just so much outdoor stuff to do. I mean, keep it up to the luxury that you like, but you don't have to shoot the moon on it. I would rent a car, plot out before you go, look at some things you want to do. Do you want to go hike waterfalls? Do you want to take rafts through underground caves? Do you like to surf? Do you like to just explore our El Yunque, the natural rainforest, the park we have here, which is awesome. So come up with some things you want to do beforehand. Don't just show up and wander around because you're going to end up just staying in parts of San Juan by the beach, and you're not going to get the full experience. Obviously, don't miss Old San Juan. I mean, it's beautiful, and the history. I mean, you can walk around all day, take pictures. So you don't want to miss that. And then I would say, like I said, rent a car and plot out what you want to do. I mean, the people on this island are so great. You could ask, like, if you could ask a lot of people, locals, what to like to do, but you kind of want to have an idea so you're not just wandering around lost. But I mean, have an itinerary a little bit. Just don't show up.
Yeah, that's going to be one of my questions. Do you feel safe there?
one who's lived in a lot of places and traveled a lot, I do feel safer. I mean, there's obviously in anywhere you go, there's certain parts of town you wouldn't, but this isn't, Puerto Rico isn't set up as a place where you're going to wander into a bad part of town. Like you wouldn't, that's somewhere you're not going to accidentally go. You would have to be searching out something that you shouldn't be. So yeah, like I said, overall, I've had no problem. I've walked these streets and gone and seen all kinds of different parts of town. I've found that sometimes in places, it's going to have a look to it too. I mean, this is an old island, so don't just let the look fool you. Sometimes places are, you know, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, the years have taken a toll, but that's got character. And the people that live in these neighborhoods are some of the most awesome people. And you'll find some, you know, fresh, like carts of carts with like fresh foods and stuff like that that you might not have gone if you just didn't wander around a little bit.
Right. And speaking of fresh food, I mean, the fruit must be amazing. The fresh fruit. You get mangoes there? I assume you do.
Oh yeah. Mangoes, the passion fruit. They can make about anything out of passion fruit. And honestly, I think you can live on the streets here and probably survive with the amount of fresh, wonderful fruit you can find around. And then being Puerto Rico, there's a lot of chickens around too. So you could probably survive off the street if all went bad here. So I'm not trying to bring anybody here that has nowhere to live, but at the same time, they got a lot of resources.
And how about the cost of living? Is your apartment where you're living now, or if you're living in an apartment, I don't really know, is it much more expensive than it is where you were living in Florida?
Well, you have, there's a wide range there too. Now, I live on the beach at a place with a lot of amenities, so I'm going to pay for that. It would be more than Florida, but I mean, I'm paying for where I'm at. But I've also, you can live a couple blocks away from the beach and probably knock maybe a grand off. So it's proximity to the beach in the part of San Juan that you are. And then in the other parts, unless you're like in Rincon, which is, there's a lot of very affluent people that live there. And not as much inventory, you're going to pay more. But at some of these other cities, you can live on some of those beautiful beaches with rock formations and snorkeling outside. And you can live for a pretty reasonable price.
And how about for eating? Like if you're eating with like the locals were, if you're going to go to a local restaurant, I mean.
Well, that's what you want to do.
Cheaper?
Yeah, because look, San Juan is not known for being cheap for tourists. I mean, like you go out and then they have the nice restaurants here. They got the Serafina like they do down on Fifth Avenue in New York. You got a lot of, you know, you're going to pay it, but you don't need to be paying, you know, $10 to $16 a drink and $25 a plate on the average day when you can go to all these local places that have so much, like I said before, character and amazing food and cool places to eat. And yeah, you can eat out here. You can eat out here sometimes more than you can for make your own food, because groceries for the importing. I mean, you fresh produce that you don't have grown on the island or certain items that don't, you're going to pay a lot more than you do in most of the places in the States for them, except for maybe where you live, John, California.
By the way, you have like a little fly on your shoulder.
Well, I got the window. I live on the beach. So he had actually.
So I was going to ask you, how are the bugs? Are the bugs bad? Mosquitoes?
No. Oh my gosh. No. I mean, I'm the kind of person that gets eaten by about everything. And I haven't had a mosquito bite here in months. And in Florida, I look like someone would shoot me with paintballs. Okay. So no. Obviously, there are bugs here, but the summer months are the worst. We're still in, like I said, it's about 83 and 73 are the high and low, and it's been about the same for I don't know how many months now, and not too much humidity and a light breeze. So, great on the bugs. Now, last summer.
What's the coldest has been there since you've been there?
I haven't been able to wear anything more than a long sleeve shirt. It stays about the same, man. It really does. Like, I've never had a jacket. Never seemed like a good idea. Maybe a long sleeve at night when it's you know, in some of the months it'd feel good on your skin, but you're never going to be cold. It stays about the same, man.
And are car rentals a problem there? Like they are in Hawaii and Florida. They're just so expensive right now.
They weren't until like literally 4 weeks ago. Cause I was renting a car. I left my car in the States. And I live in a place where I can get most places by my scooter, or Ubers are very reasonable here on the island. They're not the prices the most. But and then I'd rent a car for the week and go check out the island, whatever. And you could get one for, they're not going to be like Florida prices, but at the same time, they were average for the United States. Mm-hmm. But right now, yeah. So in the last couple of weeks, so I don't know if anybody's booking a trip here next week. Maybe you look that up first, because I did recommend renting a car, but that could be an issue in the next, at the moment.
All right. And the Wi-Fi, you know, I can see it's a little bit spotty, but for the most part, it's pretty good.
For the most, yeah. If you got some work to be, if you got work to do while you're on the trip, you'll get it done. And obviously, and there's a lot of places too, hotels or and other areas that actually have souped up Wi-Fi. You can go Wi-Fi. You can go use that if you're wherever you're staying. It's an Airbnb, and they don't have a bad, you know, it's a little too slow for what you're trying to do. There's places to go. But on the most part, certain days, you know, it's Puerto Rico. We have our days where things don't go exactly planned. But overall, yeah, you'll be all right.
All right. And, you know, I know you're not my only friend that's moved to Puerto Rico in the last year. I mean, it seems like a bunch of people are moving there. I think they're taking advantage of this work from home and work remote. Do you know a lot of?
Oh yeah. They're moving here in droves from all over. I got friends from all over the states coming in from everywhere, from Texas to New York to and overseas too. I've got some friends that moved here from Australia, Germany. There's also a great tax haven. It's called like Act 22, which saves you taxes depending if you're doing some kind of certain finance things, which has brought in a big influx of certain traders. And then just the general lifestyle, I think, and what's going on with the world now. I mean, I keep track of the news, but I'm not real anxious to come back to the mainland. It is really just a nice daily lifestyle here. And the people are they just handle it well. They've been putting up with so much disaster for so long. I think that they're accustomed to adversity, and they're good.
And do you think Puerto Rico will become the 51st state? I know people are talking about.
I don't think it's going to be a priority. And the number of things we have to tackle right now, and if we didn't have what else is going on in the world and all the things we have to fix, I think we probably would have. But I don't think it's high on the agenda, so I wouldn't hold my breath.
I got you. Well, I appreciate your time. Listen, I listened to your podcast with Mike Siegel, our buddy.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
Mr. Siegel. And you told one of the funniest stories I've ever heard. And I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah, I remember
that. I don't know if you got in trouble for that. I don't know if you want to talk about it again. But I as your attorney, I probably would tell you not to. But that was a crazy story.
Was it the donkey or was it the police chase? The federality chase? I don't know. As you're my attorney, I'm going to take your advice.
It was the police chase, the one.
Oh my gosh. I can, do you want me to revisit that for you?
Do you feel like, are you comfortable or no? If you're not, that's okay.
I mean, people that know me know who I am. I mean, so when I was on, that was in Mexico, wasn't the Colombian police chase, was it?
No, I didn't hear that one. I missed that one. That must've been after.
That's a whole nother one. But, there was the Mexican police chase when, no, you know what? I'm going to save that for another. That.
If you want to listen to it, go to Mike Siegel's podcast.
Yeah, Mike Siegel's got the full play-by-play.
All right. Well, Steven, did I miss anything? I know this is kind of like a impromptu.
Yeah, you got me impromptu, but no, I mean, overall, I would have to say I'm a huge fan of Puerto Rico. I think anybody that visits here and really does it right and comes here for the right reasons is going to really enjoy all that the island has to offer. It's easy. The airport is right by the beach when you land. Like if you're staying anywhere in San Juan, you'll be there for like an $8 Uber ride within 10 minutes. It's so convenient. And like I said, the people here are amazing and it's a beautiful island.
So what's the worst part about Puerto Rico?
The worst part about Puerto Rico would be, I'm missing good Chinese food.
Really? No Chinese food. I just interviewed someone recently. They said there's no good Chinese food somewhere else.
It's all right, but I mean, I spent a lot of time in San Francisco when I was out there, and I think I stopped by to see you. And I think coming here from that trip this past thing, I was like, yeah, I can't find any good Chinese.
Okay. I don't want to end on a negative note. So, what's the best thing about Puerto Rico?
The whole island's amazing. I don't know. We can start this all again, my friend. The food's great. the people are awesome. It's convenient. It's the lifestyle. You name it. Come here. You'll find out for yourself.
All right. Well, Steven, I appreciate you taking the time. Where can people follow you, or you know, you're not really on social, are you?
Hey, Instagram, Steven Frequent Flyer, Steven with a PH, Stephen Frequent Flyer. That's my IG.
And by the way, how many countries have you been to? Do you think?
Oh, I don't know, my friend. I need to count them too, because Siegel. So people like Siegel, they can just throw it off the back of their. You're like, oh yeah, so it's 57. I'm not sure.
Have you been to all seven continents?
No, I haven't been to Africa, so I need to get over there.
Antarctica?
Well, you would throw that in there because of our people. So no, I was just thinking of the one where there's actually inhabitants. we'll work on that. So okay. What about, actually, you know what? I want to ask a question. You've been to all seven, haven't you?
No, I've never been to Antarctica.
Okay.
I've been to Australia, Asia, South America, obviously North America, Europe, Africa, yeah. And I think that's all seven.
All right, well, after I get done with my first cold trip to Alaska, how about me and you hitch a ride down to Antarctica? Knock that one out.
You know, I'm not really looking forward to that little that Drake crossing, but
okay, all right.
Anyway,
it'll be good to see. Well. I hope we're back in the air soon. I'd love to see you again. It's good to see you. It's good to see you by video, but I'd like to see you and Nat and everybody else and the kids.
So all right, well, you do it. Everyone, please subscribe to this video. Tell your friends. Sign up to my free newsletter, please. I got a daily travel tip. Let's go to johnnyjet.com. All right, there's my plugs.
You got it.
Everyone, take care.